So we are joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in top fuel, Clay Milliken. His second qualifying pass of 3.817 seconds at 322.88 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Clay, talk about today's run and the success you've found this season with that dragster.
That car has been a rocket ship, but I got to tell the truth. I got out of the car. I knew we went 381. I'm like, that's not going to hold. I mean, I think we were the fourth pair. And I am shocked that that held up. I mean, Grubby went up there to make sure we just got ourselves nice and solid in the field and we weren't necessarily swinging for the home run. But I guess everybody else was being a little somewhat conservative as well, because there's more in the track out there than a 381. I believe that. Grubby didn't tell me that, but I believe that there was, because what did Courtney run, 399?
399.
So, I mean, you know, if you just kind of look at the separation usually between the funny car and the dragster, I think there was a little more there. But there is nothing I love any more than being right here in this press box. It's my favorite place on the planet. Love this place. And if it stays number one tomorrow, that's really, really cool. But I want to be here Sunday afternoon. I ain't going to lie to you. About, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, I want to be right back up here again, because this place is awesome.
Questions from the media? Bill Burgess.
Your first race as a defending champ at NHR race. Any pressure to repeat last year's?
You know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been very busy this week. You know, it is my first defending guy, you know, whatever. I've done a lot of radio, a lot of TV, and it's fun because not a single person has asked me where I'm from. Not one. So, you know, there is no such thing as an accent to me here, and from all the media around, you know, pretty much they understand what I'm saying all the time. But really no added pressure. The only pressure is what I'm putting on myself, because it is such a special race to me, Donna, and my whole family, and this team. Last year was such an emotional win, you know, the way it all played out, the way it happened. I would definitely love to defend this race. And I think it was Larry Dixonfield that got on the streak of winning on Father's Day. Is that correct? I would love nothing more than to do that. You know, I would love to get on that Father's Day streak like Larry had for a long time, but you got to do it one at a time, and this place is awesome. I mean, the fans, you know, they've been coming by, and I feel like John Force a little bit. There's been so many people at my pit area. You know, majority of them said, hey, we cried with you, we sang Rocky Top with you, and we want to do it again. And that makes, you can't do nothing but smile. That makes you feel good when so many people are telling you that. I mean, so I guess it wasn't just a big deal to me to win here. It was a big deal to some other fans as well.
Okay, two questions. The first one's lighthearted. Okay, if you can win on Sunday, are they going to have to rename this track Milliken Dragway?
I don't think that'll happen. Way too much history here, that's for sure. I mean, it is definitely Thunder Valley, and it's Bruton's Dragway, that's for sure. But I do love racing here. I really do.
Okay, on a more serious note, what do you see as your challenges tomorrow to give you that chance to win on Sunday?
I have not looked at the weather. I'm assuming it's going to be smoking hot again. You know, the challenges are the same for everybody. You know, calm them down enough, get them kind of going early, then calm it down through the middle and center them down through there. It's a challenge. And we are a fan of the track prep. Our team is. It's not the track prep when it's this hot. It's just the big ball in the sky that makes it a challenge. It's the sun. When the track temp gets that hot, it's just hard to get these cars going down the racetrack. They make so much power, I don't know how anybody gets them down the racetrack, but that's why I talk a lot and not tune a lot, because I don't tune at all.
Awesome. Any other questions for you? Wonderful. Thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.